It's December 4th, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. In a deal that had been rumored for months, Comcast announced it was buying NBC Universal from GE in a $30 billion deal to create a powerhouse in broadcast, cable, movies, and the internet. The deal was immediately criticized by consumer groups for potentially hurting competition and bringing higher cable rates and less free TV content on Hulu. Comcast defended the deal, saying it was more like Time Warner buying Turner than the failed AOL-Time Warner merger. Comcast hopes that by combining its distribution network with the content of NBC Universal, it can flex its muscles in charging for more content online. Paid Content's Rafat Ali noted that Comcast and NBC were not major players online, with probably only $500 million in annual revenues just online. But it's the bigger bargaining power a combined Comcast and NBC would have that give it more heft. While NBC is part of the joint venture Hulu, which serves up TV shows for free with ads, plans are in the works for a paid tier of Hulu, something Comcast would likely support. In other news, AOL will soon be out on its own in an expected spin-off from Time Warner this coming week. AOL top dog Tim Armstrong, formerly an ad man at Google, has some interesting plans in the works. Armstrong told the Wall Street Journal that AOL would be using algorithms to help it choose story ideas and streamline the editorial process of the 3,000-plus army of freelancers who will be churning out content. Fast Company's Kit Eaton said the system could spark a revolution in content creation and targeted ads, but it might also lose the human touch, something that people want. Gawker's Hamilton Nolan criticized AOL for simply copying the methods of content factories like Demand Media. But probably the harshest criticism comes from Clixi's Kate Kay, who wonders how AOL will be able to charge a premium to advertisers if their content is so, automated. Now it's time for Just One Question. I asked David Nordfors, director of the Innovation Journalism Program at Stanford University, how he thinks journalism education should change.
It's the curriculum, it's the principles of journalism that talked about, you know, objectivity and not being involved, which we all know is not true. So we've got to take that one by the horns and see, you know, how are we involved and still fulfill the principles of journalism. Constitutions. You know, a country like Sweden and also US with First Amendment talk about, you know, freedom of press and who is a journalist. And they define journalist in relation to the medium.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, who will benefit most from the Comcast-NBC merger? Our last poll question was, what will happen because of all the media company layoffs? 39% there will be far less original reporting. 26% said people will go to alternative sources for news. 16% said there will be a lot more bloggers. And 8% said traditional media might turn profitable. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.